Welcome to Spiritism 101, Lesson 6, Communicability of the Spirits. So, what happens after the physical body dies? Kardec asked this very question in the first chapter of the medium's book. So he said, do we keep on thinking? Yes, we do. Do we still want to communicate with loved ones? Oh, yes, we do. Are we able to visit them? Do we visit them? Yes, we do. Can we still act upon matter through our spiritual body? Oh, yes, we do. So, we got to know that we as spirits, we think continuously. At the human level, our thoughts are continuous. When we think, we send our thoughts continuously to this, and they travel in this universal cosmic fluid, this universal energy, and they travel through it as air travels, as our sounds travels in the air. And in that way, we can communicate with one another. It's as simple as this. This is the universal law of spirit communication. We think, we communicate. No matter if we like it or not, we do communicate. It's the law of the mental field. The law of the mental field is exemplified in this diagram. We as spirits have different types of thoughts many, many times a second. Some people say we have 10,000 thoughts in a day. How do you know? Well, researchers are working on it for us. For now, we understand that we think of many different things, of different vibrations, different colors, different frequencies, different directions. But every thought we have attunes with other minds that are aligned with similar frequencies. And that's why each one of us will assimilate only the influences that we attract ourselves. This is the teaching in the book, Mechanisms of Mediumship, by Chico Xavier and the medium Valdovier as well. And the spirit is André Luiz. So as they say in the other book, Evolution into Worlds, where there's thought, there are mental currents. Where there are mental currents, there is association. So whenever we think right now, where's your mind? Where is your mind? Where lies your mind is where your company is. So if you're thinking of happy things, you're connected to happy minds. If you think of sad things, you're connected to sad minds. Where do you want to be? So in that regard, we need to understand that we affect our spiritual and physical body with our thoughts. The difference between we incarnate spirits, us, and the spirits who don't have a physical body because they are in the spiritual realm, they are dead, they are not dead, we know of it, is that they don't have the physical body, but they do have a spiritual body, as much as we do. And we get to know that in the perispirit, in our mind, lies the key for mediumship, for this communication between minds. Remember, in lesson 4, we studied the fact that in the perispirit, we hold and store the memories of our lives, thoughts and actions. Every thought, every action, Leon Denis says, is stored in our perispirit. And that's why we communicate with one another through our vibrations. Vibrations in our minds, vibrations in our spiritual body. So what is mediumship then? Mediumship is defined as one of the incarnate human abilities, an attribute that is used to communicate with the discarnates, as much as our intelligence. That's it. There's no secret. We all communicate with other spirits. Although some people say, I think I'm not a medium. You think you're not a medium. But actually, we all are mediums. Because by principle, We communicate with other minds communicate with us, we send thoughts, and we, as we send them, we open a pathway to receive the reply. There's no other way. That's why sometimes we think of happiness, and suddenly we become happier than we imagine. Or of sadness. A little thought of sadness can open doors for great sadness. Why? We connected to other minds that are sad. And we are resenting the effects of this natural communication. So in the medium's book, as we just said, we get to know that everyone who experiences in any degree the influence of spirits is a medium. It's not saying that you should be consciously aware of it. It's just saying that you're influenced. We see some people who get very troubled by nothing. And you say, why are you behaving like this? There's no reason to be that upset. They are being influenced by spirits who want to cause turmoil, but they are not aware of it. But still, they are mediums. They are being influenced by spirits. That's why we say there are different levels of mediumship. There is what we call the subliminal type of mediumship that exists or functions below the threshold of our consciousness, which is the case of majority of people. We are mediums despite our awareness, because we are communicating with other minds naturally, and the ones that are ostensible mediums. These are the ones that we actually call mediums, because we think, oh, these people, they know they are seeing spirits, they are talking to spirits, they are feeling the spirits. Yes, these are levels, different levels. We're talking about ostensible mediumship. Intuition can be a subliminal type of mediumship, but at other levels it can be an ostensible one. What is the sign of ostensible mediumship? Well, the signs vary to the infinite. Some of them that are clearly defined as, for example, as we just mentioned, unexpected emotional reactions. People who are doing well, they are happy, and then they suddenly, they are moody. They change their, you know, their happiness. They are sad or they are enraged. Where is that coming from? Well, possibly ostensible mediumship. Some people get sick, they go to doctors, they find nothing. It could be obsession, but still, in obsession also lies communication of different minds, which we call mediumship. Shivers, moral and physical indispositions, excessive irritability. In our planet, unfortunately, these are very ostensible signs of mediumship. And in other cases, of people who really feel wonderful, loving presence of good spirits. What are the types of mediumship? There are many types of mediumship. There are the mediumship, there is mediumship of physical effects, in which mediums who have power of obtaining physical manifestations, such as the healing mediumship, is a mediumship of physical effects, wrapping, displacement, and suspensions of objects. Chairs flying around, tables moving, objects, musical notes, whereas there is no instrument working on any music just appearing, the smell of certain perfumes and flowers, spirit apparitions, materializations. This is all effects, physical effects that come from mediumship of physical effects. But there is also mediumship of intellectual effects or intelligent effects, which are, in this case, mediums who are more specialized for receiving and transmitting the intelligent communications. For example, hearing, I hear spirits, or I speak what the spirits are telling us. I'm a speaking medium. Trans mediumship, seeing mediumship, writing, automatic writing, direct writing in a way, is physical effect. It's not intelligent effect. And somnambulist. For example, Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce was a somnambulic medium. He would sleep, go deep into that sleeping state, which we call a deep trance state, and come with those phenomenal readings. That was mediumship of intelligent effects. But what is mediumship for? What is that for? This is the most important part of for us. It's not for us to get rich. No. No. It's not for us to be more than anybody else, to inflate our egos. No, mediumship, as said in the Spirit's book, God has given mediumship to man for a serious and useful purpose. For a serious and useful purpose. And entertainment is not a useful purpose. It's not serious. And in that sense, we illuminate ourselves with mediumship. We grow as we become, we polish our mediumship. We foster humankind's progress by using mediumship. We develop virtues not only in ourselves but in others. And we help others in both planes. And we're going to say this, for example, if we are good mediums and if we discipline this ability, the ability of being mediums, if we educate our mediumship, and that's why we are here. This course is also for that purpose, to help us grow as mediums, to learn about our emotions, to observe our thoughts, and observe which company, spirit company, which kind of friends, what is our spiritual network. It all depends on our thoughts and feelings. So, not only that, but we can become a very productive medium. And by being enlightened by the good spirits, we can create wonderful works, community outreach programs that are inspired by wonderful spirits, as we've seen happening in humankind history all along, that can help foster progress of humanity throughout times. So, where does spiritism come to play an important role on mediumship? There is no such framework out there better than the spiritist framework to actually educate our mediumship in a very safe, productive, and discipline matter. And that's why in the book, In the Domains of Mediumship, Andrea Lewis told us that spiritism basically comes to guide mediumship by disciplining and conducting it for the general good. Just like a power plant, spiritism serves as for mediumship as a power plant. The engineering process to take the strength, the energy of the waterfalls and conduct it and transform into useful and beautiful electricity for us. This is an analogy to explain the role of spiritism in regard to mediumship. And this is the reason why we shouldn't forget that the only way to work in our mediumship in a safe level is to make it free for everyone. In the Gospel Explained by Spiritism, we understand that mediums receive their gift freely from God. Serious mediumship is not and can never be made into a profession. It is not an art nor a skill, for that no one should consider that a professional activity. So, we shall never charge. Because when God gave us mediumship, taking a course is never going to make us a medium. We are mediums already. Taking courses is going to help us educate mediumship. But good courses, don't charge. Because we can never charge for knowledge that is universal. A knowledge that is given us free. Free. And in such a way that the good spirits, when they give this knowledge to us through the mediums at Kardec's time, they didn't charge to give that knowledge to us. And now, of course, we buy the books because it's printed out, but it's the price we pay is for the printing process. It's not for the knowledge, because if it were for the knowledge, I bet the spirit's book would, you know, if we wanted to buy it, would be more than millions of dollars. Because it's impossible to pay the price of that knowledge. So we share knowledge. We don't charge for knowledge. We share experiences. We don't charge for advices and experiences. And in that sense, if spirits come to talk through us, we better share it with other people in a healthy and disciplined manner. Because if by doing so, we spread love and compassion. And spirits are not going to come through us more than we think because we are paying $1 million. If we don't pay, they are certainly give credit to people who prioritize their exchange with the spirit realm for love and not for money. So here we go by understanding mediumship in the light of spiritism.